going to read today from Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, and from verse 34. And when he, that is Jesus, had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? These words of our Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, are well known, and many a preacher has preached them throughout the years. They give to us the main question, the question for the soul. We might even say the soul of the question. What should it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I think the word tempestuous is the word I would use to describe this world in which we are living at this present time. One of the features of our modern world in which we are living, especially if we have any association or familiarity with online life and social media, is that there is often this usage of hashtags and slogans and words. And we've had it with the COVID-19 situation regarding, you know, saving lives and caring for life. And now with all of the happenings in America, which is spilling into other countries as well, the emphasis through words and through phrases and sayings is always about life itself. And again, it's something which I hold dear to my own heart. Life is most valuable and precious, but this is not something that we know or we teach ourselves because someone else teaches us this. We know this as Christians because the scripture puts emphasis upon life and the sanctity of life. One of the great inconsistencies that we know of in the world is that whether it's from a medical angle or a social angle or a political angle, when all of the stress and strain is put upon life and the importance of being fair and just, that so often people miss the things which are the greatest sins and the greatest crimes of our day and age. You think of the taking of unborn life, the millions and millions of abortions which happen throughout this world, but that's not important for a lot of people. That sort of life doesn't matter anymore. And what about spiritual life? There is always this great emphasis, and again, I'm not using this broadcast to put down my view one way or another upon this matter. As I've said, the scripture makes it abundantly clear, no matter who we are, where we come from, our life is most important in the eyes of God, because our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us of this. We are all made in the image of God. But remember, in scripture, the emphasis in scripture is always upon the value of the soul. And it's something that we have lost sight of, we are losing sight of, and is one of the tactics of Satan. His intention is that we do not consider our soul. You think of our Lord Jesus Christ, of all the things he could have said with regard to the world that was around him, and the things which happened and the things which came to pass, but always he would bring the people to consider the whole man. And here in these words, he does speak about loss and gain. He does speak about value and so on. He says in verse 35, regarding anyone who's going to be a Christian or be a disciple or be a follower, look, you've got to take up your cross. There has to be a denial of self to follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, not for your sake, not for someone else's sake. But the Christian is one who is spent for Jesus Christ, one whose life is wholly given into the hands of Almighty God. And then the Lord issues this piercing question, one that every person needs to be asked, and all the more in our present age. What should it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? This is the question. It's the question which I leave with you by way of this devotion today on the underground pulpit. Here is a question that posed a scenario. A question that posed a scenario. What do I mean by that? Well, the Lord puts a scenario. He puts a hypothetical situation before the people to whom he's speaking. What will it gain you? What will it profit you? If you gain everything, if you gain the whole world, is that possible? Can we gain the whole world? Of course we can't. But what if we could? What if we could have all the riches? What if we could have all the power? What if we could have all of the peace that we so crave and desire in this world? What if we could right every wrong? What if we could live as people imagine or think or wish they could live with absolute undisturbed peace in this world? What if every box could be ticked? What if that was conceivable and possible, obtainable and achievable? What would it do for us? Well, the Lord says this: if you profit, will it profit you? If you gain everything physically, if you gain everything in an outward sense, but lose your soul. I think the Lord in that scenario is reminding us of where the natural sinful heart is always inclined and turned towards. It is turned towards the obtaining of things which will only have a temporal significance. Trying to gain the world, trying to satisfy the things of his flesh, trying to think only of self and interests that concern the individual, or else maybe even thinking of others as well. But what if, the Lord says, is there profit really in this? In the eyes of a man, maybe so. In the eyes of society and culture and in social media and in the world, in the eyes of celebrities, maybe so. But what about the estimation of the Lord himself? As he looks down from his dwelling place, as he surveys this world with all of its trauma and chaos and unrest, that is proving, as the scripture says, there is no peace to those that are in their sin and to the wicked. The scenario is one which poses this question: can you gain the whole world and have the salvation of your soul? The Lord is putting that scenario to you. What does it profit you, my friend, if we're not Christian, if we're not saved? I trust most are who are listening to this, and you will identify readily with what I'm saying. But will it profit any of us if we gain the whole world and lose our own soul? The question then not only posed a scenario, it posited a tragedy that is played out time and time again. The loss of life is a travesty. The taking of life is awful. Sickness and death is harrowing. All of these things we know are wrong because, again, the scripture tells us these things. They cannot be rejoicing in them in any way, shape or form. But is there any care for the life afterwards? Is there any care for our soul? Listen, my friend, the Lord Jesus, when he's speaking here, he takes the question, he makes it the heart of the matter. You can lose your soul. He's saying we do have a soul. We are more than our physical part. We are more than just our earthly frame. We are set apart from the animal world and from the beasts of this field because we are made by God and we have a living soul and a soul that will live on forever. And so I ask you, is your soul saved? Do you have peace with God? Thank God that the salvation of a soul is not dependent upon where we're from, what our background is, what our culture is it? Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Saviour of all that call upon him. He is rich unto all that call upon him. What a marvellous message this is in our turbulent world. Here is a question. Here is a question that therefore probes each and every one of us. One day we shall all take our last breath and we shall all die and we shall all step into eternity. The question that must be asked now and answered now in order for you to have peace in that life is, have you made peace with God, or are you at peace with God? Is your soul saved? And as always, the scripture directs us to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there peace was made. There the justice of God was satisfied. Peace was made. And all that believe on him can know that it is well with their soul. Let's pray. O God, our Father, thou dost know our need is one which is great. Our prayer, Lord, is that men and women and young people from all parts of this world would come to a sense of conviction of their sin and realise that they have a soul as well as a body and in great need of being saved and forgiven. Lord, may this be so. Answer prayer, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.